Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected on today. This is the place we come every single week to grow as leaders, and I'm so thankful for all of you that stay connected to this podcast. You know, we strongly believe that leaders understand the importance of iron sharpening iron. Every single day, we're trying to get better. And this podcast is really designed to expose you to some of the greatest content that we believe can help you mature as a leader. So many of you have been so incredibly responsive to this podcast, and I want to thank you in advance. I want to encourage you to make sure you share this podcast with as many people as you can. We're trying to reach a million people, and you can help us do that. Make sure that you take it and share it, whatever platform you're listening. Also, follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3, place we can communicate, get ideas, and share with you. Also, for my content, go to josephwalker3.org for our books. Find out when I'll be close to your city. If you want to have us come in and do a leadership training, speak for you, we'll do that as well. josephwalker3.org. My wife and I have a YouTube channel, more content for you that I believe can bless you as a leader. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go there, YouTube, and subscribe to it. A lot of great information there that can truly be a blessing to you. So I hope that you'll go and let that truly bless you. And so I appreciate you in advance. Today, I want to talk about how do you trust after you've been hurt? Let's be very clear. Every leader goes through hurt. I did a series earlier this year at the church called Betrayed But Blessed. I believe that when you are a leader and you are giving direction to individuals, you have to recognize that there will be seasons in which the very people you are attempting to elevate, to move vision forward with, can inevitably hurt you. Hurt happens in a variety of ways. None of us have exemptions from it, and I'll talk about that. But I believe it's important for you to understand that a part of leadership, and this is my first point, I want you to hear it, is that all leaders experience hurt. It's important that you recognize that because often you can personalize it as a leader and think that perhaps it's just you or something you've done wrong. But when you begin to talk to other leaders around the country, around the globe, you'll discover that a lot of leaders out there have experienced hurt. There are no exemptions from it. It is going to happen. Par for the course. And it's important that you recognize that it's not just you. It's not just uniquely you. Every leader, because of what you are stewarding, because of the decisions you have to make, because of the places you have to navigate, everybody's not going to understand it. And as a consequence, you're going to have misunderstandings, disagreements. You're going to have people who tell themselves stories in their own head about you. And you're going to have to continue to push forward. Some people have narratives about you that are so untrue, but you just have to keep moving as a leader. And this is what it's about. One of the things that I've learned, and I wrote a book, I want you to get it. It's called Leadership and Loneliness. I had a whole chapter on this second point I'm going to share with you. You can't always manage misunderstanding. In that book, I talked about how misunderstanding happens in leaders. And sometimes, you know, you could do your very best to be kind to people. It could be misunderstood. You know, you speak to people, it can be misunderstood. You know, you're trying to do good things and they can be misinterpreted. What I have learned as a leader is that no good deed goes unpunished. So it's important to recognize that you cannot manage other people's misunderstandings. I have learned in my study of emotional intelligence how to just kind of deal with it and expect it and recognize that the stories that people tell themselves are the stories they tell themselves. You have to continue to move forward as a leader and continue to do what you are called to do without trying to auto-correct someone who has a misunderstanding of who you are. If you do that, you'll spend more time trying to correct erroneous interpretations of your behavior, who you are, and never get anything done. So as a leader, sometimes you just have to let things be and continue to move forward and do the things you are called to do. Now, here's the deal. When you're hurt, let's talk about this for a second. The third principle, when you're hurt, leadership doesn't stop. So what's important to understand is that you cannot make emotional decisions while you're hurt. Let that sink in. I want you to hear this. Do not make emotional decisions when you're hurt. There are a lot of people that do that. They do it. They make these decisions out of their emotions. And because you make those decisions out of your emotions, you're not necessarily thinking rationally. There is a logical part, a reasoning part of your brain. There's an emotional part of your brain. And you have to allow reason to set in. You have to allow those emotions to travel from one part of your brain to the reason part of your brain without you making decisions. Sometimes you have to step away. I've learned to, you know, break huddle, to tell the team, give me 24 hours. I've learned to pause, to pray, to reflect, to think about how that thing has impacted me. Because if you make a decision out of acute pain, you'll regret it later on. Leadership is about having a level of spiritual discernment. And I'm not in a good place to make this decision right now. Step back. It's okay to make certain that the decisions you're making, that you're not doing it out of an emotional place. How many times have you, think about it for a second, how many times have you made decisions and you wish you could get them back? I was not in a good place, or I could have waited, or I could have talked to my team. I could have surrounded myself with a better level of counsel so that I could have made more intelligent decisions. One of the things I've discovered is that when you find yourself hurt and the pain of that, one of the objectives of the offender who hurts you is to cause collateral damage, not just to you, but to make certain that your vision gets tripped up, to make sure that you don't succeed. So what I have to do as a leader is protect the integrity of my vision, to protect the integrity of those to whom I am assigned to help steward that vision. And so I have to make sure that I guard my emotions from that so that the decisions I make, I show up with a level head, I show up with a pure heart. And that's so incredibly important. Number four, I think, is so important as well. It's just simply release it. Yes, you've been hurt. Yes, it occurred. But you cannot continue to romanticize that. You can't live in a space where you're often just talking about it. Every time you make a move, you can tell the person is dealing with the residue of the pain that they've experienced. At some point, you're going to have to just release it. And I have found that the best way to release a thing is just to do it. It's just make up in your mind that I will not speak of it. I will not allow it to occupy mental space. You're letting those thoughts and emotions live in your mental space rent free. It is incredibly important that you just release it. Let it go. The residue can harm you. So let it go. In the spirit of Elsa, as I say so often, let it go. Let it go. Release that thing, right? One of the most fascinating scriptures in Isaiah, it talks about God doing a new thing, right? And when you not know it, it will spring forth. And I thought about that spring forth. It's going to happen. It will spring forth. And you think about this. You cannot spring if you cling. You are clinging on, holding on to the pain, the bitterness. And this is why you are limiting the trajectory that God has for your life. So at that point, you've got to just say, release it. So as you're driving in the car, as you are listening to me in your office, however you're listening to this podcast, here's what I want you to do. In this moment, make a declaration. I will speak no more of it. I am releasing it. Sometimes that means you got to unfollow people, get it out your spirit, clear the deck, say, I'm moving on. I'm done. I don't want that in my spirit. It is what it is. I just have to release it. Here's number five. I call it the 0 to 10 principle. What does that mean? Well, sometimes out of my naivety, and I'm guilty of it, and I know many of you are as well, I give people a 10. And oftentimes I give them a 10 out of the goodness in my heart, and then I realize that after a certain amount of years, they've chipped away, and now they're 8, now they're 7, sometimes they're 5. People I gave a 10 to, now they're 2. So what I do is I approach every situation giving people a 0. I have no expectations, and therefore nothing from nothing leaves nothing. I allow people to earn the points And therefore, there are people that have started at a zero with me and now they're at a nine. I'm like, you really impressed me. You really earned that. So it's important to not put yourself in a position where you will be disappointed. So can you really understand the significance of that? The efficacy of that helps you manage your own level of expectations regarding these kinds of business relationships and et cetera. Now, number six, boundaries matter. Now, I'm going to talk about this for a little bit. A lot of books out there on boundaries. I've talked about it in previous podcasts. But when you've been hurt, you don't want to repeat the same thing you have done before. What put you in a position to be hurt? Sometimes it's because you allow people too close. There is a thing called boundaries. In business, you have to have boundaries. Everybody cannot be privy to the kitchen conversations. Everybody can't come into your intimate space, into your home. Sometimes as leaders, we let our guards down. We become too friendly with the people who work for us. And as a consequence, they lose a sense of reverence and respect for the position, not for us, but for the position we hold of authority. And therefore, it waters down our ability to properly supervise them because they become too familiar. I help leaders with this all the time. You have to have very clear lines of authority, very clear lines, boundaries. And even though we may laugh, we may go to dinner together, I appreciate you. Never get it twisted. I am still the leader, still the supervisor. I am still the person stood in this vision. So it's important that you don't allow people to encroach upon that, because that's where the pain occurs. That's where oftentimes the disappointment occurs. And so when you have been hurt, it becomes easier because you put up these walls. But what I want you to understand, I'm not dealing with walls so much. I'm dealing with fences. There's a difference. Walls, you really can't see what's on the other side. Fences, you can. And you think about a fence, it's a boundary. I can still communicate. I can still see the vision, see what's going on. But it's clear that there's some areas here I'm not allowed to trespass. I've learned this the hard way. And man, I tell you what, I tell people all the time, I keep my circle as tight as a dot. You think about that. When you've been hurt bad, you start realizing, wait a minute, everybody can't handle that intimate space. Everybody can't handle those level of conversations. Everybody can't handle you in your humanness. And so it is important that you protect that, you remain who you are, just set up boundaries and let it be what it is. Business is business, personal is personal. I have good boundaries between both worlds in which I live. And as a consequence, that's how people will grow and respect you as a result. Let's review what we've talked about so far. We're talking about how do you trust after you've been hurt? There's a strategy to this. And, you know, really, man, everybody, as I indicated, the first principle, everybody's going to experience pain. You're going to experience hurt. Care who you are, no exemptions. And you're going to get hurt from people that you least expect. And I think that's a part of leadership, that you got to deal with it. So no need of you lamenting forever about it. It's going to happen. And you can't manage, number two, the emotional space or misunderstanding of people. People are going to misunderstand your motives. They're going to complain. They're going to say, you know, I don't understand. I think you're doing this and doing that. But they have no idea. It's like the theory of the cockpit. You're in the cockpit as the leader. You see more. You're privy to more. They're passengers and they're trying to tell you how to fly the plane, what you should have done. And you're like, you know, you don't have the intel that I have. You have a broader view. People see in part. You see in whole. So it's incredibly important that you understand you cannot manage the misunderstandings of people. To that point, I remember once flying through some turbulence once. We were going through some clouds. And, you know, I was thinking as we were descending and we were kind of leveling off through the clouds, I was thinking, why won't he go lower? I mean, why are we staying here? You know, it's turbulent. Why don't he go lower? And I began to realize he's talking to air traffic control, who told him to hang out at 14,000 feet, because if he were to go to 13,000, there was traffic underneath. If he would go to 15,000, there was traffic above. And sometimes it may seem a little turbulent for you. It may seem like the pilot doesn't know what he or she is doing, but you have to realize that they are doing what they're doing because they're getting instructions from the tower, from God. Watch it. And they understand that any move up or down out of an emotional decision can can jeopardize the plane's ability, the business or the institution's ability to get to its destination. I think you got that all together, right? And that's why number three, you don't make emotional decisions. You make rational decisions. Yes, you were hurt, but you have to make the right kind of decisions when you've been hurt. You have to make certain that the decisions you're making are going to benefit the whole. And so as a consequence, get out of your feelings. Think rationally about this. How will this impact this? How will this impact that? You have to make good decisions. Number four, in making those decisions, there comes a moment you're going to have to just release it. Talked about that. You're going to have to release it. Let it go. Stop romanticizing the past pain. Stop talking about it. Sometimes just get it out of your spirit. Release it. Walk away from it. You know, get this stuff off your social media. Block it all. Move on into your life. And then when you begin new relationships, new business relationships, etc., understand the 0-10 principle. I am giving no one a 10. I don't care what people say about this person. I'm not going to put myself in a position to be disappointed, so I'm going to give you a 0, let you earn your way up to a 10. Get it? And then I am going to have boundaries, because boundaries do matter. I recognize, like anyone else, boundaries absolutely matter. So as a consequence, I have to be clear about who gets access to certain spaces, conversations. Everybody on your team, everybody around you cannot handle certain levels of conversation, certain intel. So it's incredibly important that you maintain healthy boundaries without allowing people to encroach upon those. I am not compromising my boundaries because I want to make certain I am protecting the vision at all costs. Here's the final thing. Don't penalize the future because of the past. I can drop the mic right there. You have these new relationships coming, new people coming in, business relationships, new employees, etc. Sometimes we become gun-shy, we become paranoid because we think about the pain and trauma of what happened with the previous individual. But remember, when you truly release it, you don't penalize these new people because of past failures in other systems. I've got some extraordinary people on my team. I could sit back and say, oh, I'm not going to give them the chance to really operate in the fullness of their giftings because, you know, I remember what happened 5 years ago or 7 years ago. No, I cannot penalize the future because of what happened in the past. I think that works professionally, but it also works personally. You have to make certain you're giving everybody a chance to actually live out the fullness of their potential and stewarding the vision forward. That's how that works, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you were blessed by this podcast today. Everybody experiences hurt. But just because you experience hurt doesn't mean you have to be hindered. You can continue to move forward in all that God has called you to do. I want to thank you so much. And let me just take a moment again to invite you to make sure that you share this podcast. If it's blessed you, share it. I want you to also follow me at Joseph Walker 3. This would really bless me. If you follow me at Joseph Walker 3 and let me know if this podcast is blessing you, let me know some of the topics you'd like me to deal with, or let me know what it spoke to you about. So many of you do that already. I get the messages and it means a lot. I read every single one. I truly appreciate that. If you're desiring books, some of the books I've referenced today, Leadership and Loneliness, go to josephwalker3.org. Some great tools there, information that can truly be a blessing to your life. Hope you'll go check it out, and I guarantee you it'll be a blessing. And then make sure you go over to YouTube, to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That's Dr. Stephanie's YouTube page, guys, and we are excited to share it with you, and I hope that it blesses you. Man, let me tell you, we're really excited about this one, and I just believe it's going to touch the world as well. This podcast is designed to help you as a leader, help you become all that God has called you to become. I say this finally, and I say it sincerely. Everybody's going to be hurt, but it doesn't mean you have to give up trust and moving forward with new people, new ideas, and even those who've hurt you, if they have truly apologized and repented and have shown a willingness to work through their own errors and make the institution, the church, the vision, whatever it is, better, everyone deserves another chance. It's so important, but you have to be discerning in regards to that. I pray this has blessed you. I want to thank you again for But tune again to Next Level Leader Podcast. Until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.